Welcome once again to our Everyday English program. I propose to talk about peculiarities of some nouns, and I have divided the lesson into two parts. In the first part, we shall look at a group of nouns with plural forms, but which are not necessarily plural in usage.
What do you mean? You mean nouns like physics and mathematics?
Yes. Physics and mathematics are only two of the nouns with this specification, which offer us problems.
I suppose you have in mind a noun like quarters.
Yes. And of course, its compounds like headquarters, living quarters.
I believe these would consist of the first part of the program.
Yes.
And the second part?
In the second part of the program, Adju and Kofi will answer questions on nouns we've met earlier for our listeners to judge how good they are and how prepared they are as future writers and presenters of everyday English.
A kind of quiz?
Yes, but more difficult.
I accept the challenge.
And so do I.
Good. I've always prided myself for having some of the best students one could ever have. You won't let me down, will you?
No.
Now to the first part. I'd like to begin with a noun, barracks, spelt
B-A-R-R-A-C-K-S. Barracks.
The noun barracks refers to a group of buildings designed and constructed for soldiers, policemen, or members of a similar force. It has a plural form, barracks, but it has no singular form when used in this sense. But it can be used with either a singular or plural verb. For example,
just before their next operation, 700 policemen were confined to a barracks.
Just before the next operation, 700 policemen were confined to a barracks. Plural form, barracks, but with the indefinite article a, which is normally used with a singular of count nouns. Now, listen to this sentence in which barracks is used in a plural sense.
In preparation for their next assault of the city, three battalions were confined in barracks.
In barracks. The same noun, plural form and plural with an S ending. But remember, it has no singular form. Finally, listen to these.
These barracks were built in 1947, after the war.
These barracks were built in 1947 after the war. Barracks is modified by the plural demonstrative pronoun these and takes a plural verb were. And there's nothing unusual about this, except that the word cannot appear in its singular form. For example, in the sentence you're going to hear, barracks is plural in form, but it is used as if it were singular.
This barracks was completed in 1947 after the war.
This barracks was. Here, barracks is interpreted as a singular noun whose form is that of the plural. We now turn to another noun with similar properties in meaning, usage, and grammar. Quarters, spelt
Q-U-A-R-T-E-R-S. Quarters.
Quarters is a noun which is used to refer to accommodation for soldiers, but it is also used to refer to a special place where members of the forces live. Observe that it has a plural form.
Quarters.
Not quarter. Unlike barracks, however, quarters is used in the plural only. For example,
they have taken up quarters 7 kilometers away from the city center.
Take up quarters, plural.
They now live in married quarters.
Married quarters. They lived in accommodation reserved for married couples. This contrasts with...
He has moved into single quarters.
He's changed his place of lodging into single quarters. He now lives in accommodation reserved for unmarried people.
These quarters are for the girl guides.
Plural. Always plural. We do not say this quarters. What you said about quarters is largely true of its compounds, including headquarters. But the position is more complex. Headquarters refers to a place or the office from which an organization is managed. For example,
the institution's headquarters are now in Accra.
Headquarters are plural noun, plural verb.
These headquarters were built only last year.
These headquarters were built just after the corporation was established.
Normal subject-verb agreement. Plural subject, plural verb. But, as I said earlier, the situation is slightly more complex. We're likely to hear a sentence like this and accept it as correct.
This headquarters was built just before the corporation was established.
This would be accepted as correct. To be on the safer side, however, it would be advisable to keep to the strict rules of grammar. The words
boys' quarters
and
servants' quarters
have emerged, especially in West Africa, on the analogy of headquarters. I now turn to a slightly different group of nouns. These refer to school and university subjects.
Like mathematics?
Yes.
And physics?
Yes. And we should add phonetics, linguistics. All these are academic disciplines, but unlike others like history, geography, and biology, they have a plural form, but they are regarded for purposes of grammar as singular nouns. For example,
I am told physics is an interesting subject, but I never went close to it.
Was it because it was not taught at your school?
My school? In my school, all the science subjects were taught. Physics was taught, and so was mathematics. My dread of physics developed from its close association with mathematics,
which some students run away from. They claim mathematics is an interesting subject, which many students dread.
I have always stood in dread of it, mathematics.
You realize that in this short exchange, mathematics was used in singular. The verbs were singular, and so were the third person pronoun forms referring to the noun. This is how nouns like phonetics and linguistics should be used.
Although I have heard the noun mathematics used in the plural before.
I have too, as in this.
Her mathematics are weak.
This is possible, but the occurrence of a sentence like this renders the sentence
her mathematics is weak
wrong. Now to my quiz. How would you relate the word criteria to what we've said in this lesson, Ajo?
Criteria is a plural noun which does not end with an S.
Would you agree, Kofi?
Yes. It occurs in sentences like, these criteria are difficult to apply. What are your criteria?
The problem with a plural noun criteria is that it looks and sounds like cafeteria, area, career, whose plurals are cafeterias, areas, and careers.
And that may fool us into saying criterias by analogy.
Which is wrong.
The singular of criteria is criterion.
Brilliant. You've done much better in this test than I had expected. Well, listeners, that's all for now. Have a good day and goodbye.